Unit 3. The Ring of Fire. Have you ever heard of the Ring of Fire? It's an enormous chain of volcanoes all around the Pacific Ocean. The Ring of Fire goes from New Zealand to Asia. It then goes across to Alaska and southward along North and South America. More than 75% of the world's active and dormant volcanoes are located along this line. This area is also famous for frequent earthquakes. In 1912, a German scientist, Alfred Wegener, came up with the first theory of land movement. Wegener said continents are made up of lighter rocks resting on heavier material. This is similar to how large things float on water. He suggested that the positions of the continents were not always the same, but that they moved slightly. Later, scientists discovered most of Wegener's ideas were right on the mark. They then developed the theory called plate tectonics. According to plate tectonics theory, the surface of the Earth consists of a number of enormous plates or sections of rock. These are about 80 kilometers thick. They slowly float and move on top of Earth's hot center. In fact, the plates move at speeds between 1 centimeter and 10 centimeters every year. That is about the rate your fingernails grow. New material for the ocean floors is constantly being created. Hot lava flows from the center of the Earth. It quickly cools when it touches the cold water of the deep sea. All the plates on the Earth's surface have to move slightly to make room for the new material. Plates move both away from and toward each other. When plates run into each other, one of two things happens. The plates might slide past each other, or one plate might move under another. This process is called subduction. Sometimes subduction causes earthquakes. Other times, the bottom plate melts because of the extreme temperatures of the Earth's core. The melted material, called magma, can rise to the Earth's surface and come out through volcanoes. This happens frequently along the Ring of Fire, where chains of active volcanoes exist today.